As it is now, it's basically a form that helps us figure out what to do next. It guides us in instructional planning, and so it outlines who are the highest kids in the grade level right now in your content area, who are the lowest, what specific standards are holding kids back, what standards did kids make the most growth on, so that you can use that data to form small groups and also content instruction over the course of the next 6 weeks or so before the next assessment round. Basically, the form that we use right now is effective in guiding next steps for instruction. I am hoping to make it even more detailed so that it really helps teachers, especially when I think about first-year teachers who might not have been through a data-driven process like this before. Basically guide them step by step, starting with what, again, always start with the best growths. But then really breaking it down into standards and why certain standards were met and why certain standards were met, and then guiding a really detailed instructional plan. So right now, our analysis does a really good job of telling us what we've done for the last 6 weeks. I want to make sure we have a template that also tells us what we should be doing for the next 6 weeks.